1. Editorial. This issue kicks off with two interviews given by prominent disabled people, both reflecting on their early educational experiences and the need for inclusive education. On page 3, we hear from veteran US campaigner Judy Hoyman, describing her lifelong fight for the rights of Americans with disabilities. If you want to learn more about Judy's remarkable career, be sure to watch the film Crip Camp. On page 9, the spotlight falls on Baroness Tani Grey Thompson, distinguished Paralympian, TV personality and member of the House of Lords. Following this summer's Olympics, members of Alfie's Our Voice project asked Tani about her life and public attitudes to disability, both inside and outside the sporting arena. In Billy Darling's article, page 14, we hear about the struggles for educational inclusion within the UK's gypsy and traveller community. This November, it's Disability History Month, and on page 19, Richard Reeser introduces this year's twin themes: the right of disabled people to have family relationships and to express their sexuality, and the difficulties forced upon those with hidden impairments. The UK government has a habit of signing up to international agreements that it doesn't understand and doesn't mean to implement. On page 24, Louise Arnold reflects on our government's failure to promote inclusive education and progress towards a more inclusive society, focusing on the part that academics can play in bringing about change. We end this issue with our regular legal question, this time from a grandmother seeking an EHC plan and appropriate educational support for her grandson. Enjoy. By Mike Lambert, Alfie Trustee and member of the Editorial Board.